This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, September 6. Gospel. You've been invited. A reading comes from Luke chapter 14. When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I've just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I just got married, so I can't come.' The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there is still room.' Then the master told his servant, 'Go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in, so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet.'" Thinking about the gospel reminds us that at the heart of the Christian faith is a life-changing message of joy. That's why I like this parable so much. Jesus uses a powerful metaphor to describe life with him in the kingdom of God, a great banquet. In Jesus' day, banquets often celebrated important events in the community. In fact, Jesus' first miracle took place at a wedding banquet. To spare the family from social embarrassment when their wine had run out early, Jesus turned several jugs of water into wine. In Luke 14, Jesus tells a story about a wealthy man who hosts a banquet for his friends. They all accept the initial invitation, but when the day of the banquet comes and they are told that the food is ready, they make ridiculous excuses and reject the host's generosity. So the angry and frustrated host opens his table to whoever wants to come. This becomes a picture of the kingdom we're invited to enjoy. Sometimes this parable is summed up in a way like this. God is throwing a party. Are you coming? I love that. This sounds like good news to me. Am I willing to see that life in Jesus is better and more delightful than anything this world offers? Am I ready to drop everything and run to the feast? Pray with me. Jesus, help me to see that life in your kingdom is a great celebration that we can enjoy forever. May I not be distracted by other things in my life and say yes to your invitation today. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.